Today's passage reading is Galatians chapter 6, verses 7 through 9. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, this he will also reap. For the one who sows to his own flesh will from the flesh reap corruption. But the one who sows to the Spirit will from the Spirit reap eternal life. Let us not lose heart in doing good, for in due time we will reap if we do not grow weary. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, members of over 9,000 branch churches in Korea and all over the world, and local sanctuary members, those who are attending the service in the internet all over the world, GCN and Manmin TV viewing audiences, this past 2009 was a year in which many church members found out the original causes of problems, resolved them, and received blessings. Since last year, God has given us the issue on the original cause of problems, and He gave us times of great grace, like the blessings party, so the problems that couldn't be resolved by your own strength could be resolved by God's power. If some sticky pollutants are clogging the water pipe, we have to get rid of those pollutants first, in order to resolve the problem and get the water to flow properly. Similarly, when you demolished the spiritual walls that were standing between God and you, your physical problems were also resolved. So we had so many testimonies last year. Today, there are some even among the believers who are suffering from tests and trials. They hear that they will receive blessings when they believe in God, but in fact, they are not receiving blessings. We cannot just receive blessings just by saying that we believe. The same goes for not only material blessings, but also for the healings, our future plans, family problems, and all other kinds of problems. We can receive answers only when we ask according to the justice of God. Our church members always learn how to receive answers and blessings in justice of God in detail from the messages preached. For this reason, though a person may look elsewhere to try to find so many testimonies of blessings, it is difficult to find as many anywhere else. But God said this year, 2010 in particular, is a year of reaping. It'll be the starting year for harvesting the fruits of what you have been sowing with faith so far. It is the hundredfold blessing that God promised me and the glory that He would give to our church. Thus, from today, I'll talk about the law of sowing and reaping. I will explain the general process of spiritual sowing and reaping in the first session, and from the next session, I will mainly talk to you about the specific details of material blessings. As you listen to the message, you can apply the spiritual principle for not only material things, but also for other kinds of blessings. I urge you to keep these messages in mind and receive the blessings of 2010 that God has promised as your own. I pray in the name of the Lord that you will abundantly harvest from the things that you have sown and cared for in faith so that you will be able to give gracious testimonies. Same for all the branch churches and all the churches that are attending the service around the country through satellite. I checked on how blessed they are, the members of branch churches, and I found out that it is according to justice of God. The most blessed branch church was the church where the pastor and the members had peace all the time, perfect peace all the time. And that church received the most financial blessings because there is no wall of sin standing between God and the church. In other branch churches, they had a good relationship between the pastor and the members, but they had a negative growth on finance, financed. And the problem was that the one of the pastors in the church created a wall of sin against God, and it was because of God's wrath. Also, some other churches, they were blessed before, but the kind of blessing stopped. It's because one of the assistant pastors, the pastor and the or the elders, they created some walls of sin again between God and themselves. Otherwise, those churches that had little wall of sin received blessings. And also, when I analyzed such blessings, is the those who have in case the church members and the God and church members had problems with God, it is their personal problems. But if the pastor or the assistant pastors had the problems with God, it was the problem of the church. Also, if church Levites, the full-time workers, had problems with God, then those churches couldn't receive blessings. One of the branch churches, greatest, was the 45% increase in their church finance. And 30%, many of them received this kind of increased finance, but those churches that had didn't have peace or problems with God didn't receive financial blessings. So keep this in mind and demolish all the walls of sin, and we must not create any more new walls of sin against God from this year. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, today's passage from Galatians chapter 6 verses 7 to 9 says, "Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever man sows, this he will also reap." For it means we reap what we sow. "For the one who sows to his own flesh will from the flesh reap corruption. But the one who sows to the Spirit will from the Spirit reap eternal life. Let us not lose heart in doing good, for in due time we will reap if we do not grow weary." There's no reason for those who are doing good to lose heart, because we have a certain goal, and we are obeying God's word, so we don't have any reason to be disappointed. And even though we face persecutions, as in Matthew chapter 5, we can just be thankful, because our great will be our reward in heaven. But it's not just that heavenly reward will be great. God will certainly give us blessings on this earth too. And He gives blessings, so He gives blessings both on this earth and in heaven. So let us not lose heart in doing good. We do good with faith, so we don't have any reason to be disappointed or lose heart. For in due time, we will reap. So that's why we need patience and endurance. And in due time, the time is when the vessel is prepared through trials. So we have the vessel to receive blessings. Until that time, we must not grow weary, so that God will let us reap. For a farmer to harvest abundant crops, he first has to cultivate the field, sow the seeds, and care for them. If you just cultivate it and just leave it, it's of no use. You have to sow the seeds and you have to care for the crops. Even if the field is quite large, if the farmer does not sow the seeds, he will not have anything to reap. On the other hand, if the farmer sows many seeds on a big field and diligently takes care of them, he will be able to wait for the harvest with hope. For some crops, he will gain a harvest, pressed down, shaken together, and running over as sown. Or for other crops, he will reap 30, 60, or 100 times more. There are some people who work hard, but do not have an abundant harvest. They work hard, but they don't have enough, they don't have much harvest. It means there is something wrong with their methods of farming. Spiritually, some people seem to lead a diligent Christian life, but they do not have, they do not receive blessings in their lives. So please check whether it is you or not that I'm talking about. you're working hard for the church, for the kingdom of God, and you don't receive blessings, then it is you. So you can find out the reason why you are not receiving blessings. Rather than blessings, they have an entanglement of problems and difficulties. Or, although they do not have some serious problems, they do not receive any significant blessings, even after decades of being Christians. But the promise of God is never wrong. Whatever we sow before God, we will definitely reap the fruit of it. If we follow flesh and sow in flesh, we will reap the fruit of flesh. And if we follow the works of the Spirit and sow in Spirit, we will reap the fruit of Spirit. If we do not have any significant fruit of blessing for a long time, we have to check the current state of our faith. Now let us delve in detail into how we can receive overflowing blessings as we sow and give glory to God. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, in order for us to reap as we sow, we first have to cultivate the field of our heart. We have to cultivate the field of our heart. When a farmer is farming, even if the seeds are good and he cannot get abundant crops from a bad field. For example, on a hardened road or paved road, hardly any seed would sprout. Birds may come and eat the seeds, or the seeds will be scorched by the sunshine. In case of the roadside, along the field, there might be some road, and on the roadside, if seeds are scattered, it cannot take root. And birds may come and eat them. So birds may come and eat the seeds, or the seeds will be scorched by the sunshine. We can reap our harvest 30, 60, or 100 times more if we sow in good soil. Much in the same way, we have to sow in a spiritually good field when we sow the seeds of blessings. Here, the field refers to our hearts. Even though we sow many seeds and care for them, we will not gain a satisfactory harvest compared to the amount of seeds we sow if the field does not have good soil. So, as the field, we first have to cultivate our hearts. Namely, we have to cast away sins and evil. We have to cast away sins and evil and purify and sanctify our hearts. It is to change our heart into goodness, to have purity, to have goodness and meekness. I will talk to you about the details of cultivating our heart field in the Sunday morning services, so it won't be explained here in detail. As we cultivate our heart field, we have to do something else at the same time. It is sowing the seeds. It is of no use if you do not sow. We do not sow only after we finish cultivating, but we have to sow as we cultivate. If the farmer sows the seeds only after the cultivating is completely finished, he won't have any food to eat until then. We also have to sow the seeds while we are cultivating our hearts. Brothers and sisters, last year you received a lot of blessings and your tithes increased greatly. But according to your measure of faith, they are different. Some of you received great blessings. Some of them gave more than 1 million, 2 million, 3 million, tithes. But some others, their income increased a little bit. Some of them have the same income. And many people are receiving blessings in the year of blessing. Why is it that some are at the same place? Many people received blessings and their tithes are increasing. So just think about why you're not receiving any more blessings. Why your situation is not changed at all? Please analyze yourself through the message you hear. Then in this case, what does it mean to sow? To sow is to obey the commands in the Bible that tell us to do or keep certain things. Do something. Do this, do that. In the books, in the Bible, there are many do commands or and to sow is to do and to keep. That is to sow. Keep the commandments, keep the Sabbath, give the tithe, preach the gospel, love. This is the do commands. And to follow, to obey these two commands is to sow. As I will explain in more detail, along with the explanations on the heart field, the commands in the Bible that tell us to cast away and not do are the processes to cultivate our heart. We have to understand what it is to cultivate our heart. And what it is to sow the seeds. We shouldn't think we'll begin to sow only after we completely change our heart into good soil, but we have to sow as we are changing, along with that changing our heart into cultivating our heart into good soil. So we also, the Bible tells us to cast away evil. And cast away untruths. So we can just obey and cast them away. Do not hate. Ooh, so we can just stop hating. Do not steal. Do not be envious. Do not envy. Do not be jealous. Do not judge, condemn, or do not commit adultery. These are all don't commands. Don'ts. And when we follow these commandments, all these bad things will be removed from our heart and we'll have good soil. So as we cast away these evil things and we don't do what the Bible tells us not to do, then our heart field will be changed into good soil. So even though we obey these words, we will not receive rewards in heaven for it. It's because something we naturally have to cast away. Otherwise, we'll commit many sins and cast many sins away. Casting away sins is something obvious, something natural, something we are obliged to do. It is not our reward. But of course, it will be our blessing. If you do that, because as we go into spirit and whole spirit, and as we have good soil, then we'll bear more fruits. It is because we are supposed to cast away what we are supposed to cast away and not do what we are not supposed to do. So it is the command of the Almighty God for His children, for His people. Don't do, then we just don't do it. Don't hate, so we just don't hate. Do not judge, do not condemn, then we just don't judge, we don't just condemn. It means, if you do, it means we are the judge, we have become the judge himself. But there is only one judge, and only one lawgiver. Only God can judge and condemn anybody, and only God knows our heart. Some people say, oh, I can see through his mind. And what can you not do then? You will do everything as you make up your mind. Some people say, oh, I know everything. And it means they are passing a lot of judgment and condemnation. But because we have cultivated the field into a good field,
하지 말할 건 안 하는 것이고 좋은 땅으로 이렇게 개간을 했으니
We will then be qualified to enter into better heavenly dwelling places. We have to sow in order to receive these rewards. To sow is to obey such commands as preach the gospel, edify the believers, love, obey, seek others' benefits, serve others, and sacrifice yourself, give tithes, be faithful, keep the Lord's day holy, and so on. It is not difficult at all to obey such commands. As I explained in the sermon, Christian life is easy. We might feel difficult because we don't try enough. If you really have the determination, there will be nothing difficult. Those who feel uncomfortable about the police officers while driving, it means they want to violate some traffic laws. They cannot speed, or they cannot just, some people just go zigzag, some people try to go overtake other vehicles and go fast. But if the police is watching, if there are surveillance cameras, then they can't do it. So they feel it is hard. They don't like police officers. But if you keep the law very well, you like police officers, because if anything goes wrong, the police, they will help us. But if you want to stay away from policemen, police officers, then it means you want to violate the law. So in our Christian life also, if we love God, then we'll be joyful and thankful in all things because He protects us in all things. And this is such a happy life. But because you don't walk the right way, because you are violating the law or because you are not living by the Word of God, then how can you say you really love God? You may say you love God, but it's not really from your heart. From your heart, you cannot say you love God. In the 80s, when I was speaking for revival meetings all around the country, I always asked them, we have only by eating the flesh and drinking the blood of the Lamb, blood of the Lord. Then I ask them, do you really love God? They say, Amen. Do you really love God? Amen. Please raise your hands. Then all of them raise their hands. Of course, they say they love God because they love God. But after the message is over, at the end of the sermon, I ask again, raise your hands if you really love God. Then nobody raises their hands. It's only their lips that they love God. They don't really love God from heart. So after listening to the message, they realize what it means to really love God. So I've never seen anybody raising their hands among so many people, so many believers, so many revival meetings. So I was wondering, isn't there really anybody who really loves God? If anybody asks me, even when I was a new believer, if you really love God, I would confidently raise my hand. Those who really love God, it's difficult to find them. If you really love God, blessings, this is the year of reaping, and you will reap so much. If we keep His commands, He says He will give us blessings and lets us enjoy glory in a better heavenly dwelling place. So what could be difficult? And you have seen so many things. Until now, you have seen me. When I lived by the Word of God, when I keep all His commandments, even the impossible became possible. And I received blessings in all things. And I received answers to all my prayers. This is what you have been witnessing. For the last more than 30 years, I've never been sick. I've never taken any medicine. This is what you have seen. I've never caught any cold or flu. And after a long time, I have something on my skin since maybe it's the first time since I accepted the Lord. I have some itchiness for now it's been for more than a month. And people say, I don't worry about it because every time something like that happened, it was a blessing for me. So I think that the God is changing my skin into a better skin. And also this time, I have something around my my lips, and I have some trouble with the skin, and I believe that God is making my skin anew. So when that actually takes place, I will let you know. Other than that, I've never had any trouble in my body. I've never got a cold or any body ache or any chill or anything. I've never got any indigestion or anything, any trouble in my body. So God gives us blessings and He lets us enjoy glory in heaven, in a better place in heaven. So what could be difficult? So if we just have a clear goal of New Jerusalem, then it is easy to lead a Christian life. If we don't do the things that God tells us to do, or if we do the things that God tells us not to do, then it is to obey Satan. As I told you in Friday All Light Service, if we belong to the light, we have the world of light, the voice of God, the voice of the Lord and the Holy Spirit. Otherwise, we obey the voice of Satan, the power of darkness. So there is a world of evil spirits. One side, one chain of command is of Lucifer is Satan and the devil. So even though you say you love God, if you do not live in the light, if you do not keep the commandments of God, then it means you are obeying the enemy devil. When Adam disobeyed, God's curse fell on him and he was thrown away from the Garden of Eden. How can we obey Satan while we have to? We are supposed to obey the greater God. How can we obey the devil? Then we won't have any peace of mind. Those who don't have peace of mind, those who don't have joy or thanks, those who feel afflicted in their heart, it means they are receiving the works of Satan, means they are disobeying God. We will only suffer from tests and trials, so it'll be rather harder to disobey the word of God. If you say, oh, I always stay at this, I just have a peace of mind all the time, but it means you are in the first level of faith because you don't know any truth. You just don't have the afflictions or anything like that in your heart. But if you understand what truth is, what disobedience is, then when you don't live by the word of God, you will have the afflictions in heart. But in the first level of faith, you don't really know anything, so you just keep on going that way. But those who are at their third level of faith, they know, so they have some troubles of heart. Let me give you an example. There is a person who always leaves home late, and being in a hurry, he frequently violates traffic rules. He always has to be on the watch on the streets, just like I told you. He has to watch out for the police or surveillance cameras. So there are people who remember such locations of cameras very well. You know, they know very well where police officers are hiding. In 80s or 90s, the police was officers, they were hiding in some places and they would catch those violators. in the 80s or 90s. I think it's not like that nowadays. But in the 80s or 90s, that's what they used to do. He failed the promotion exam. He's a police officer. And next year, please study harder. He has to watch out for police or surveillance cameras because he's thinking of the ways to ignore the traffic lights and go more quickly. His mind is in a hurry and he's nervous just in case he sees any police officers. If he gets caught, he has to pay the fine. He may even crash into other vehicles. How much more comfortable it would be if he leaves home early and keeps all the traffic rules. But because he doesn't change his laziness, he has to live in nervousness all the time. It's the same with God's Word. If he just obeyed the Word, we'd feel so much more at ease and comfortable in our life in faith. The enemy, devil, and Satan cannot work on us, so our hearts will be at peace and filled with the Spirit. We would be able to receive anything we ask, and all things would go well with us. In other words, it is up to you to decide whether your Christian life will be easy or difficult. Just ask those who are receiving blessings how joyful it is to sow, how happy it is to sow, because they know as they sow, they receive overflowing blessings. They reap what they sow. Pressed down, shaken together, and running over, or 30 times, or 60-fold, or 100-fold. And I will explain, be continuing to explain how you can receive such blessings. But as they really give tithes, they actually receive blessings. But if you know and do not do it, there might be some troubles because you are not protected by God. You might have some financial loss. You're supposed to receive blessings, but you rather have some financial loss, some unexpected accidents or incidents or illnesses of your family members, so you'll have to take up some financial loss. Because Satan knows the situation, he's playing with you. Satan is playing with you. You know the way to receive blessings, but why do you have to take the other way, take the opposite way? And how pitiful it is. If you just obey the word of God, God will open the gate of heaven and give you. He says even to test him as to whether he is going to open the gate of heaven and bless you. And they cannot really believe that word. This is the way we have to sow the seeds, and we shouldn't sow just once but continually. So those who are receiving blessings, they keep on sowing continuously. When farmers grow crops, they sow various kinds of seeds in the different seasons. They don't just sow in spring and harvest in autumn. Some seeds are sown in spring while some others are sown in summer. They keep on sowing and reaping throughout the year. Some of them are sown in fall, and some farmers, they know they are so diligent. Some of them have greenhouse and they reap, sow and reap during the winter too. We also have to keep on farming until we go to heaven. If we farm this year, we'll continue to farm next year and the year after that, and we'll continue to farm. It's not that we receive blessing once. We have to keep on receiving blessings again and again. And that blessing, these blessings have to increase day by day. We have to cultivate the field, sow the seeds and grow them, and again repeat the same cycle so that we can continually sow and reap at the different times. Also, until we reap what we sow, there must be our toil and effort in taking care of it. If we do not care for what we have sown, we won't have much harvest. Because if the weeds grow so much, the crops will not grow. If there are so many worms, the crops will not grow. If the water is not supplied properly, the crops won't grow. So we have to take care of them. We have to break the hardened soil, hard soil, so they can grow quickly, grow well. We have to pull out the weeds. We have to catch the worms. So if we do not care for what we have sown, we won't have much harvest. We have to catch the worms, fertilize the soil, supply the water, and care for the crops until we harvest them. Then what does taking care of the crops really mean? Please remember this. You won't have many chances to listen to this kind of message. Then, once it is preached, to take care of crops spiritually means, first, it is to attend worship services. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 25 says, not forsaking our own assembling together. There are some people who forsake gathering together. In the early church, like in the case of apostles, they gathered in the church every day, in the sanctuary every day. They tried to gather every day. That was from the 2,000 years ago. And compare that time with today. Today, we have a lot of food, and whatever we earn today, we just, with what we earn for a day, we can even eat for the whole month. Some people say it is difficult to live, do their living, even with the millions of won for a month. You can live just with one day's wage with for a month. Some may think I'm exaggerating, so let us count. Let us calculate how much rice do you eat if you're by yourself. But with the amount what I eat, with the amount that I eat, even one day's wage would be enough to eat for the whole month. How much does a ready-made, ready-to-serve rice cost?
1,200원? 그럼 10개면 12,000원. 한 달이면 절어는 60개네요. 근데 저는 햇반 먹는 거 아니니까 그건 이제 돈 주고 사면 그만 비싼 거고.
But the
나 반찬. 외간장. 나 고추. 고추장.
For side dishes, we have soya sauce, some
변하지 않는
chili and some basic side dishes.
무쳐먹던 고추장 있으면 다 해결돼요. 기본적인 반찬 몇 가지는 있고 거기다 배추김치 이거 하나만 딱 넣으면.
And if you have this cabbage kimchi, it is for me it is
그렇게 좀 제발 줬으면 좋겠는데.
Big feast. I want the people to give me this kind of meal, but they don't do that. And if I see many side dishes, I first sigh because I cannot eat everything. I have to love them. I have to respect all the side dishes. I have to put them, all of them, on the table. It takes longer to put them all, to take them away. So. So if you have just basic side dishes, so, for me to eat for the whole month, just 70,000 won will be enough to eat for a month. And I'm really talking about the facts. Before, I used to wear socks for about 10 years, but nowadays it is worn out more easily. So even now, I'm wearing many of my socks are more than 10 years old. I never buy any papers because there are so many papers around. Or the pens. I just use the same pen, same kind of pen, whether 30 years ago or even today. I'm still happy. And I don't understand why people say they have to spend so much. Not forsaking our own assembling together, as is the habit of some, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day drawing near, as we see the Lord's coming near. All the more we have to gather. In the early church, they were not so well off. They had to worry about each day's food. But even then, they gathered every day. But today, we are rich. We have enough food. And even we are living in this kind of world. And how can you not gather? The people 2,000 years ago, they gathered every day, even though they were in such a that kind of a situations, that kind of a way of life. But we are so blessed that we can gather every day, and we are praying every night. We can listen to the word of God and learn the will of God when we gather with brothers in faith and attend worship services. Also, our faith can increase as we share the grace in fellowship with the believers. If we were actually farming, we would first go to an experienced farmer and learn from him. If you do not know how to sow the seeds, how to do anything, then we cannot farm. We cannot sow the seeds of watermelon just like we sow beans. There are different ways to sow the seeds. There are different ways to sow the rice or beans or the watermelon and everything. We have to learn everything. We cannot learn everything in just a couple of days. In order to be good at it, we have to learn the methods of farming over a course of many years. Speaking spiritually, we have to continuously learn the heart and will of God by attending worship services in spirit and truth. Through the worship services, we have to understand and learn the heart and will of God. And you shouldn't say the message is difficult when you are a newcomer, new believer. Of course, it will be difficult for the for newcomers. But if you keep on listening and keep on learning, then as you keep on learning and listening again and again, after half a year or after 1 year, you'll be able to understand everything. People say Peter is the first of the 12, but you don't understand such a thing. But as if you keep on listening, then you'll understand the things of the flesh, works of the flesh. You don't understand in the beginning what spirit is. But if you keep on listening to the word, then you will understand what things of the flesh are, what works of the flesh are, what spirit is and flesh is. In the beginning, you may not understand what spirit is. But But as you keep on listening to the messages, you'll begin to understand. Nobody can understand from the beginning. In the beginning, you're just full of knowledge of the world. You want to be served. You want to live. But the Word of God tells us to die every day, to serve others, to humble yourself. Those who try to live, they will die. If you, it is just the opposite of our common sense, common knowledge. But if you understand, we can, as we listen, we can understand, and as we practice what we understand, we can be loved by God. We can see the blessing of God coming upon us. Then we can see the fruits being born. In knowledge, in man's knowledge, we can not understand. But when we actually obey the Word of God, we actually receive blessings. As you see, in my case, our church was suffered a great loss because of the NBC broadcaster. And God told us not to fight with them or argue with them or anything. So we just kept quiet, and God said, this is your blessing, and when the time comes, I will fight for you. And so that's what I told you. And those who had faith, they just obeyed, and they are receiving blessings today. And after that incident, we began to receive blessings immediately. There were so many signs and wonders taking place, especially the Muan sweet water. When I prayed for the water, the sea water changed into sweet water, and there were so many other signs and wonders to accomplish world mission, world evangelism. And we began to have mega-sized crusades all over the world. And now we have reconciled. And so they are being nice to us. They are deleting the previous articles on the internet about some negative information about us. And whenever they, in other countries, there are some who criticize us mentioning the NBC incident. So if you get into this NBC site, there are some negative informations on us. So they are deleting these pieces of information also. So we can then understand the rules of sowing and reaping so that we can become first-class farmers. Next, we have to sing praises and pray to God. This is how we can take care of the seeds we have sown. After sowing the seeds, we have to take care of them so we can bloom and bear the fruit. So in spirit, we have to sow the seeds. And I'm explaining how to take care of the seeds that you have sown. Next, we have to sing praises and pray to God. Through praise songs and prayers, we have to receive the fullness, inspiration, and strength of the Holy Spirit. So in this church, we have Daniel prayer meeting every night. So we try to gather every day, and we sing praises, and we pray. So we have fullness and inspiration of the Holy Spirit. If the farmer is very weak, how would they be able to do his farming? In spirit also, we can diligently cultivate our heart field and continuously sow the seeds and care for them. If we don't have the fullness of the Spirit, it is difficult to just sit in the worship service. Even though we know the Word very well, we wouldn't be able to either keep our hearts or overcome the world if we do not pray. We are apt to be tempted by the enemy, devil, and Satan because we stop praying. As Jesus told his disciples, be on alert and pray, or you may fall into temptation. We fall into tests and temptations because we don't pray. And Samuel also said, I will never commit the sin of ceasing to pray for you. before the people of Israel. And it is sin to cease to pray. On the other hand, even those who are tired after working hard for the whole day will receive renewed strength if they receive the fullness of the Spirit through praising and praying to God. We can successfully cultivate our heart field only when we have the strength to win the battle against the enemy, devil, and Satan. So in Friday All Light service, some church members, those who have the habit of attending only first part of Friday All Light service and go home to sleep in the during the second session, they will do it for the whole year because it's their habit, because they feel too tired. But some others, they do first part, second part, and go home, and for maybe for a couple of weeks, he may feel it's difficult. He may have lousiness. If they just sleep only for two or a couple of hours, and then go to work, but as the time goes, it'll be their strength because they sing praises and pray. They'll get accustomed to it and they will have the strength and they won't feel tired. And on top of that, you have the grace of God and the strength of God. But if you cannot overcome, and if you just submit to it, because you have to take a rest and you have to sleep, of course it's much better than not attending Friday All Night service at all. But if you have that kind of a habit, you cannot overcome. So in the second part, you can pray and pray, sing praises, but they can't do that. We can successfully cultivate our heart field only when we have the strength to win the battle against the enemy, devil, and Satan. Then we can sow the seeds there and grow them. Next, to care for what we have sown, we have to rejoice and give thanks in all things. To care for what we have sown, we have to rejoice and give thanks in all things. Please keep this in mind. This is what it means to have faith. We diligently cultivate our heart because we believe that we will enter New Jerusalem, the best of the heaven's dwelling places. Also, we believe we will receive honor and rewards in heaven and also reap the fruit of blessing on earth for whatever we sow. So, we can work with joy and thanks. Because you know about New Jerusalem, you try to go into spirit and the Holy Spirit. And also you know you have to struggle against sins to the point of shedding blood. You know you have to cast away untruth and evilness. That's why you are fighting against, struggling against them and marching toward New Jerusalem. So you think it'll be hard? It'll be harder than those who are leading a lazy Christian life, but it's not hard. You are the witnesses. We have assistant cell leaders and cell leaders and group leaders and district leaders. And district leaders are the leaders among the church members. And just consider, just look at them. They are all healthy. And most of their families are evangelized. Maybe 90%. More than maybe 90-95% of them, their families are evangelized and their children do not suffer tests or trials. So the result is they're happier. They are more blessed. And it's different according to the, in the hierarchy, according to the level of the leadership. Next is group members, group leaders, and next is the cell leaders. So we have the evidence of blessings that we receive as we lead a better life in faith. So as we understand this, we can be happier. We can be happy in our Christian life. And if you don't know the truth, we may even be deceived that we're thinking that we are saved while we are not really saved. Farmers who are full of hope for the harvest are able to work with joy and happiness. They sing while working, diligently catching worms and pulling out the weeds. If they work with greater joy, then even very laborious work won't feel very hard. If we always rejoice and give thanks in all things, the enemy, devil, and Satan will depart from us. Then we'll be able to vigorously march towards heaven without looking at the world. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, as we worship, pray, rejoice, and give thanks in taking care of the seeds, flowers will bloom. The flowers will give out their fragrance. There is an order in these processes. If our heart has the spiritual flowers blooming, we'll give out the fragrance of Christ. As we go through these steps, we'll bloom the flowers. Then it'll give out fragrance. If you take care of the seeds very well, then someday you will have the flower blooming, and it will give out the fragrance, which is the fragrance of the Christ. Namely, our heart will increasingly have the heart of God, so that people around us will feel the fragrance of Christ. More than 5,000, 6,000 people visit my residence, but in that small road, narrow road from the seminary, United Seminary, to my residence. Actually, it's a great It could be public nuisance to the residents there because of the sound of their heels from early morning and from the sound noise of the cars. But thankfully, none of the residents criticize or bring any objection or any complaints to my residents. But in front of the little residence, there is a pretty there is a lady who speaks very loudly if she doesn't like anything. And Elder Che was telling me, my driver was telling me, and that it's been a long time that she stopped speaking so loudly like that. And today, that the husband of that lady, he seeing my car passing by, he wanted to shake hands with me. So he's not our church member, but he's the husband of that lady. Even though they don't attend the Manmin church, they are almost like Manmin members. So they don't talk so loudly. So we have to give out the fragrance of Christ. So our people around us will also change. Then the people will say, if all believers are like you, I want to also believe in Jesus. If we can hear such remarks from others, it'll be very easy to preach the gospel and evangelize our families. As what we have sown takes bloom, then it'll finally bear the fruit. Namely, we will bear the 9 fruits of the Holy Spirit. We'll bear such of the spiritual fruits as the Beatitudes, the fruits of spiritual love, and the fruits of light. If we bear such spiritual fruits in our heart, It becomes the evidence that we love God. As Jesus asked Peter, do you love me? When God asks us, do you love me? We should be able to confidently say, we love you. We shouldn't just say we love God even without even understanding what it is to love God, but we have to really confidently and from heart be able to say we love God. In John chapter 14, verse 21, Jesus said, he who has my commandments and keeps them is the one who loves me. And he who loves me will be loved by my Father. Those who love the Lord will be loved by the Father. He who has my commandments and keeps them is the one who loves me. And if we love the Lord and will be loved by God. And he who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and will disclose myself to him. If we love the Lord, and if the Lord loves us, then there will be evidence that he is with us, that he loves us. We'll answer, we'll receive the answer to our prayers. The impossible will change into possible, and even though we make mistakes and get into traffic accidents, we are not injured at all. And this is what you are experiencing in your daily lives. Those who love God and harvest the spiritual fruits by keeping His commandments will be loved by God. If children are very obedient and then ask for something of their parents, the parents would want to give their children anything they ask. Just imagine, your children are so obedient, they study well, and they even do the errands of the house, house chores. They help with mother's housekeeping work. They do their homeworks, and they greet the parents very neatly and politely, and they study hard. And after they come back, they talk about what they've learned and what happened in the school. And they wash themselves, and maybe they take some snacks. Of course, because they are such children, the mother will give them, or they'll first, and then they'll first do the homeworks and play for some time. And they'll be so loved by their parents. And if such children ask anything, if the parents are able, they would like to give them anything. But God is almighty, and He says, gold is mine and silver is mine. If we are loved by God, He would want to give anything to us. Just like in my case, God always wants to give to me, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. The workers around me, they see this very clearly. And it's the same with you. God always wants to give you, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. To those children of God who love Him, God the Father will answer to all their prayers. For this reason, all things will go well with us and we'll be healthy as our soul prospers. So our soul has to prosper first. So all things will prosper. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, up until this point, I have explained the general ideas about the rules of sowing and reaping. Namely, we have delved into the process of spiritually cultivating our heart fields, sowing the seeds, caring for them, and reaping the fruits. First, we cultivate our hearts. And I told you how to cultivate our hearts, and in detail, I will talk about this in Sunday morning services, how to cultivate our hearts. And then we sow the seeds and care for them. And I explained how to care for the seeds that are sown and reaping the fruits. It is the basic principle of receiving material and spiritual blessings to cultivate our heart and sow the seeds and care for them according to the Word of God. As we sow and take care of the spiritual things, We can sow and care for the respective seeds in order to receive financial blessings or to fulfill other kinds of needs. Brothers and sisters, listening to the message, I don't belong here. I mean, these things don't apply to me. I live by the word of God all the time, but I still don't receive blessings. That means you're lying. For sure. That can never happen. And if you come to me personally, even if you say, I live by the word, I keep all the commands. And if I ask you just a couple of questions, and you won't be able to answer. Suppose somebody is making up a false, some falsehood and criticize you, and how would you react to it? Would you be so nice, still so nice, and react with somebody? Suppose somebody's, or whether if I really check whether you're talking about others, passing judgment or condemnation, I'm sure you'll be you're violating all these commands. But the fact is that you don't really realize yourself. Those who are really keeping the commandments of God and really living by the word, they must have received all the blessings. Even they must have been financial, material, and spiritual blessings, because God's word is absolutely the truth. From the next session, I will be speaking about the methodology in sowing and reaping for financial blessings. Let me conclude the message. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, the essence of our life in faith is to change our heart into good soil. By the truth, we have to change our heart into light, into righteousness, and into goodness, so that we can gain the image of God in us. We have Mr. Vitaly Panikov from the United States, who has the dream to become a missionary. If he has to preach somewhere, anywhere, he downloads my message from the internet, so he prepares for the messages beforehand. He hears and he reads and he prepares himself, and he goes there and teaches confidently, because he digests it to him as his own. This morning, he said he wants to be a missionary of Manmin. Friday, I met him for the first time on Friday, but he wants to be a Manmin's missionary. Because he longs for the word, and he has listened to more than 100 messages already. He read the books, and he was guided to Manmin through his parents, who are Russians. And as he listened to the messages, he realized that it is the word he was looking for, and he armed himself with these words, and he's teaching others, he's preaching to others, and he wants to be a missionary of Manmin. And for that reason, he received my prayer this morning. We have to recover this image of God. From the time when man committed sins and lost the image of God, they became no different than animals. As this was about the time when the Ecclesiastes was written. Nowadays, we have people who are even worse than animals. They get married because they love God. They love each other. And then, I'm sorry, but some of you belong here, but it was a past, so please be understanding. They give birth and they just get divorced. They give birth to their children and they get divorced. Some parents kill their own children, and some children kill their own parents. We have seen a couple of cases. They just commit suicides. So many things. for 2 weeks in the end of the year, so many things took place. Even the animals, they don't just discard their young. Even the dogs, they love their puppies so much. After they give birth, they are even cautious about their own masters also. Approaching their own youngs to protect their youngs, their puppies. Even the dogs, they love their youngs. Even the birds, other animals, even fish. But people, of course, most of them care for their children, but there are some people who are even worse than animals. But I believe it is all the past. Now you are living in the truth. So you have nothing like this, I believe. The land produced thorns and thistles, and people had to live in the curse and with calamities. But we were set free from the curse of sin and hardship, for we were forgiven of our sins through the price paid on the cross. Now we can live in blessings. But even though we say that we believe in the Lord and we rely on His cross, we will still be subject to the accusations of the enemy, devil, and Satan if we do not cultivate our hearts. So it means when they say they believe, it is a lie, as in 1 John. If they say they believe, it is a lie. They say that they have a fellowship with God, and if they do not live in the light, if they do not live in the truth, if they live in darkness, to say that they have fellowship with God is a lie. If they don't cultivate their hearts, and if they say they love God, it is a lie. They are still subject to the accusations of the devil and Satan. According to the rules of the spiritual realm that say we are slaves of sin if we obey sin, we will still be under the control of the enemy, devil, and Satan if we do not cultivate our hearts. There is a wall of sin standing between God and us, so we cannot receive an answer even if we cry out in prayer. Also, even though we ask and pray, we cannot harvest blessings if we do not properly sow the seed and take care of it. Through the messages that will be preached, I hope you will diligently cultivate your hearts and diligently sow according to the will of God. In doing so, I pray in the name of the Lord that towards the end of this year, 2010, you'll all be able to say that you had a year of abundant harvest. Last year, from the beginning of the year, I told you about how to break the walls of sin. And those who did, they received the comprehensive blessings. But from this year, I'm explaining to you how to cultivate our hearts, how to reap and sow the blessings. Because we have to receive greater blessings. We have to reap more greatly. It is a time for us to reap what we have been sowing. There are some people who have been sowing, but not being able to reap, because they haven't cultivated their heart. Because they have sown, they don't disappear. Whatever is sown is not disappeared. But they cannot reap, because they don't cultivate their hearts. If God gives you blessings while you don't cultivate your heart, you will only have greed and you will go the wrong way. So because God loves you, God wants you to first cultivate your heart, and only when you're ready enough, when your heart is ready enough, He doesn't give you fully. He gives you a little bit in the meantime also, but to receive real time, real full-scale blessings, you have to cultivate your heart. Let us pray together, thinking about the message. Hallelujah, Lord, thank you for your grace and love. Let this message become life and faith. This was the first session of the law in sowing and reaping. Let us understand about how to sow and how to reap. We have to cultivate our heart, sow the seeds, and reap them with patience and endurance. And when the flower blooms, we'll give out the fragrance of the Christ. And when we bear the spiritual fruits, we'll receive anything we ask. And we have to cultivate our heart to be set free from curse and disasters, and we'll be able to reap whatever we sow. Father, let us cultivate our heart and enjoy the blessings. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. I pray for the sick. Lay your hands on sick parts and infirmities and receive the prayer for your heart's desires. Hallelujah, Father God, lay your hands on them. Show your work transcending space and time. Bless all the churches, branch churches, and local sanctuary members who are attending the service through satellite all of the country, and all the children of God who are attending the service on the internet all of the world, all GCN viewers, and all Mammin TV viewers, and all overseas missionaries, overseas pastors, and 9,000 branch churches worldwide, and there are many prayer requests from other countries. Father, lay your hands on them. Pastor Seung-Gil Yu of Japan will have Hokotama Mi Church Handkerchief Crusade and Bible Seminar on January 22nd, Friday, filling with the Holy Spirit. Jae-hee Cho, wife of Pastor Sang-Hyun Kim of India, let her give birth on the right time, at the right hour, on the right day, from neighboring country Tan Dung Hui, as epilepsy light come, darkness go away. Darkness go away, epilepsy go away, be burnt by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Lee Sun Jin has rheumatism, diabetes, be burnt by the fire of the Holy Spirit, light come. Wu Jin Chang has a women's disease, after effects of some brain problem, heart disease, be burnt by the fire of the Holy Spirit, be cleansed, light come. Zhang Bongji has stomach cancer, be burnt by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Zhou Guibang has heart disease and lung disease, be burnt by the fire of the Holy Spirit, light come. Ko Su Wan has heart disease, lung disease, and his wife Sun Wei Ten has a nervous breakdown and heart disease, be burnt by the fire of the Holy Spirit, be cleansed. Yu Shu Mei, heart disease, be burnt by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Li Hong Chang, shoulder pain, cerebral paralysis, be healed by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Go away. Light come. Gong Wai Zhang, his wife has a back pain and women's disease, be burnt by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Wei Jin Sha, his daughter wants to receive a blessing of conception. Li Guizhen has rheumatic arthritis and herniated disc on the back, heart disease, be burnt by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Dong Ya Rung, let this spiritual cord that was created by ancestors' idolatry be broken down, and let her husband quit drinking, and let her family be evangelized. Wang Jianfei has lung cancer. Let the cough stop. Be burnt by the fire of the Holy Spirit. And Ma Bongxiang has eye problem and heart disease. Liu Shou O wants to receive the more talent in singing and dancing. And Chang Ting wants to buy the sanctuary in Weinan to establish Mammin Branch Church. Let his family be spiritually and physically healthy. Jin Da Cheng has mental disorder. Yi Zhong Ho has nerve problems. Jin Da En has a problem with the housing. Forgive him of all the sins he committed with words. cleanse him with the blood of the Lord. Juhu Ungchin has rheumatism, high blood pressure, and tumor in the breast. Be burnt by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Be cleansed. Light come. Ding Shi Xiang, let her bent back be straightened and let her be able to walk upstraight. Wang Hong To, forgive him of all the sins that he committed with his lips and bless him to become sanctified. Jin Xin, and let her quit all the cartoons and novels of the worldly things. Fan Te Ying wants a family evangelization, and Zhang Xiaoming give our financial blessings. Father God, thank you from head to toe, all entrails and cells and nerves and tissues, burn them with the fire of the Holy Spirit and give them spiritual and physical health. Let the eyes see well, let the ears hear well, let all ear troubles go away. Let the eyes see well. All cancers, third stage terminal cancers go away. Be burnt by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Be cleansed. High blood pressure, low blood pressure, diabetes go away. Be cleansed. Mental disorders go away. All pains go away. All dermatitis go away. All internal diseases. All diseases, troubles with the internal organs. Be burnt by the fire of the Holy Spirit and go away. All kinds of diseases, germs go away. All skin troubles, all paralysis be loosened. Father, give them spiritual and physical health and protect them throughout this week. Protect them. Protect them with the fiery walls of the Holy Spirit, with your blazing eyes, from babies to elderly citizens. Let them not fall down. Give them strength in their legs so that they won't fall and they won't slip, and protect them in all situations. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.